Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma and with me is Daniel.
Hi, I'm Daniel.
Today we're looking at an exciting new project from an SME in Lancashire. Additive Manufacturing Solutions Limited has been awarded funding to explore recycling aerospace parts for additive manufacturing.
I see, so they're looking at recycling metals for AM.
Exactly right.
So what's the big deal with this recycling idea?
Well, the R2AM2 project is investigating using scrap aerospace parts as feedstock for metal additive manufacturing.
Oh right, so they're not just melting things down.
Exactly, they want to see if these recycled materials can be used to make new high-quality parts.
That sounds like a circular economy approach.
Yes, and it's quite timely. A 2021 study by Dan Zhao found there are 740 tons of non-ferrous metals available for recycling each year in aircraft.
Wow, that's a lot of scrap.
But right now only a small fraction of that is actually being recycled.
Right, so there's a lot of potential here.
Absolutely. The project could lead to an environmental step change in how materials are used for additive manufacturing.
What about the market potential for this?
Well, the international AM powder market is expected to exceed $1 billion in 2023.
And titanium makes up about a third of that market.
Exactly. So with limited resources and rising costs due to ongoing conflicts, finding alternative sources is becoming increasingly important.
Right, and this project is looking at about 600 tons of recycled aircraft parts that could support this growth.
That's right.
What's the long-term vision here?
The CEO of AMS, Robert Higham, believes this could help re-establish the UK as a leader in AM technology.
I see, so they want to create a domestic source of high-quality feedstock.
Exactly. They call it high-value scrap mining and believe it could provide an alternative to traditional mining.
That's an interesting way to put it.
Right, and with Innovate UK's support, they're taking this idea to an industrial feasibility state.
What's the timeline for this project?
The project started recently and will end in November 2023.
And what exactly will they be doing during this time?
They'll be using scrap aerospace parts, recycling them into powder, and then testing to see if they can manufacture new parts.
So they're going to generate data to evaluate if this process works.
Exactly. This data will be crucial in determining if recycled materials can provide high-quality feedstock for AM in the UK.
That sounds like a solid approach.
And if successful, it could lead to a more secure and sustainable supply chain for our aerospace industry.
Right, and that's exactly what we need as we push for more onshore manufacturing.
I couldn't agree more. This project could be the first step in developing a high-value circular economy for aerospace materials.
That would be quite an achievement.
Indeed. Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
We'll be back next week with more aerospace updates.
Stay informed, stay engaged.
And remember to follow us on social media for the latest news.
Goodbye for now.
Catch you next time.